Estevan, Lloyd and Rona Sen know a thing or two about pushing the limits of physical and mental endurance. Last July they competed in the two-day Ma Dahe Trail Race, which was an ultra-marathon in North Dakota. But that was just a prelude for their next challenge, the Marathon des Sables, a 252.8 kilometers, 6-stage, 7-day run through southern Morocco's portion of the Sahara Desert. The couple will fly to Paris on Sunday, and then they will arrive in Ouarzazate, Morocco a few days later through a charter offered by the race organizers. The time in Paris will give them a chance to ensure their gear arrives, adjust to the time change and enjoy the city's attractions. On April 12, they will take a 6-hour bus ride into the Sahara. The following day will be dedicated to technical checks for food, gear and more. The race will begin on April 14. It's expected to end on April 21. Many years ago, a friend of mine actually participated in it, and that's how I first learned of it, said Lloyd. And I've always been enthralled with it ever since. Approximately 900 runners will participate, and there are roughly 1,000 support people for the race. Lloyd said entrants have to be self-sufficient, carrying food, gear and supplies on their back for the whole week. Race organizers will refill water bottles and provide sleeping quarters, an open-air tarp tent with a stick. The Moroccan army sets up the camp, so they'll set the tents up because they're going to house 1,000 runners. There are 400 people from the Moroccan army, and they'll tear down the tents and move them to the next location while the runners run all day. In about 50-plus Celsius heat, said Lloyd. Their goal is to finish the race, Rona said, and to be as healthy as possible once the event is over. Heat exhaustion, foot injuries, viral bugs and gastrointestinal issues are among the factors that can take them out of the race. The first day is 31 kilometers, the second is more than 40 kilometers and the third is 85.5 kilometers in an overnight stage. If you get past those first 3 days, most of those people will go on to finish, said Lloyd. To get ready for the competition, they have been running, lifting weights, rucking with weighted vests, and using machines like stair climbers and treadmills. We're just at the pack and panic stage. But it's exciting as well, said Rona. We've got all our training under our belts, and now you just have to trust the training and go make it happen. They have a lot of support from people in Estevan, and look forward to continued support during the run. They are slated to return home to Estevan on April 27, after decompressing and sightseeing on the French Riviera.